Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Hi, we're back for another week of N4G Radio. What's the week? Shit, I done forgot. It is June 15th, 2009.
Yeah, nice save.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do try. I try to do the save. But then we have an interesting cast this week because we are Wombatless. The Wombat is out for the next two shows, and it may be the next three shows because we may not do one the 4th of July week. We'll just have to wait and see what happens with the partying and the drinking and Gamescon's sex dance. Anyway,
no comment.
I don't know what to say.
No comment.
With us, we have Killer Wolverine, Justin Tesla.
Hey, I'm first today. Holy fuck.
Well, you know, Wombat's not here, so.
Oh, damn. Now getting some dude loving it.
Oh, nasty. Also with us, we have GambusCon.
Greetings, programs.
Which I hope everybody watched his video, which is now our most viewed video.
Really?
From the MLG 2009 event from Columbus.
Sweet!
Somebody called you out and said you were their player, GambusCon.
Yeah, I think I read that comment, yeah.
Everybody was happy to see you with pimping out with the booth babes.
Hey, I had a really good time at the event.
It was brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
Yes, which I'm drinking right now.
Liar.
Hey,
don't bring down the corporateness.
It's the illusion.
I'm sorry. He's lying. And I don't feel the need for him to lie to our fans.
He can't stand for the lie. He can't stand for the lie.
But that last voice you heard is somebody who hasn't been on the show in a fortnight.
How the hell long is a fortnight?
See, exactly. I knew he wouldn't know what it is.
A fortnight?
It's a white people thing.
Trying to confuse me? What you doing?
We have Professor Chaos in the house, Terrence Johnson.
Last. In the back of the bus. See, I
in the back
announce.
Of the
Ain't that messed up?
See?
Ain't that messed up?
I didn't even say that. I didn't even say that. By the way, the other drinking fountain's downstairs.
See? Look at that.
Oh, man.
But we got a lot of games to talk about this week, because I know I played a lot, and I know some other people played some good stuff. And me and GambusCon, this might be a first in the history of the 115 episodes. We might have a round table about an RPG.
Yep.
Between me and GambusCon. What the fuck is going
don't
on?
Don't look
there?
At me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But we'll start with, let's start with Justin.
Oh. Hey.
Let's clap.
Yay.
Yay.
That motion will not be tolerated.
All no. right.
I will not stand for that, no.
Don't lie. You like that.
Son of a bitch.
It's nasty. Nobody even knows what it was. So.
Right.
Well, that's, you know, what the imagination is for.
All of them at home, like, what's he doing?
I played a little bit more of Infamous and Red Faction.
Infamous.
Yep.
As my mom called it.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, Infamous. Only on PlayStation 3. Like that was part of the title.
Yeah, so, still liking them. Not enough to talk about anything special right now. The last thing I played was Prototype.
Prototypical.
Yeah.
What? Really?
It's just,
See, I like
well,
Prototype.
Well, right now, for me, it's, I love the story missions.
Uh-huh.
But then I went and did the side missions. And right now, where I'm at, I don't have enough defense to even protect me from what I'm doing with, you know, some of the side missions. Because they will swarm you, and they won't let up until you're dead. So the only defense I have is the shield. That won't last but 10 seconds right now. So I'm not having fun with the side missions because of that. I mean, there's a couple. There's There's a few different kinds. I don't know all of them. You might know some that I missed. But there's your typical racing ones where you go through the checkpoints on the rooftops.
Yeah. Kind of like what they got in Infamous.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's, trying to think, one I try to do, but just got overwhelmed is Enemy of My Enemy. If that's what it's called. If
yeah.
Something like that.
Where you got to defend the army or whatever.
Yeah. You either go with the infected and defeat the army or go with the army, defeat the infected. And that's when...
Yeah, that's
just
ridiculous.
It's just nuts. It's chaotic because you got so many people going. You try to lock on to one, you end up locking on the person you're trying, you know, the faction you're trying to help, and it just gets insane. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. Yeah, feel free to chime in here. I don't remember.
Well, there's one where you hover, where you jump off a building or whatever, you have to hover and land on a target, kind of like a skydiving thing, and the closer you get points. And then there's one where you have to, like, absorb a certain person.
Yeah, the military consume, which is probably my favorite.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Not only does that is that easy, you learn a piece of your past. Mm-hmm. And I like the way you learn your past. You got the Web of Intrigue, which is 9 different strands, I guess you can call them. And as you consume a key member, which is marked by a big old red circle over the guy's head... You go up to him, grab him, hit the Y button, you just start beating the shit out of him, and then you consume him, and you get his memory that pertains to, you know, your past. So, that's cool. I like the way the story's told. I don't really have a huge problem with it, like I said, except for the side missions, but I'm sure I'll like them more when I get more defense. Because right now, like I said, the only defense I have is a shield.
Well, yeah. It's those ones become easier when you get the armor, which is the next defense thing you'll get, and when you get the Devastators, which I don't know if you have any.
I have one, but it didn't tell me how to use it.
Which one do you have?
The one where you have no health and you have one shot to use one Devastator.
Okay. See, I thought you actually had it then, too. You don't actually have it yet. You have to buy it. When you buy, like, his skills, it's actually called a Devastator attack. And it's, like, holding Y and B, and it's the one where, like, the strands come out of his back and impale people. And then you have the one where he slams down and all the spikes come up all around him.
Oh. Well, see. So I guess I'm still relatively... early into the game, then.
Yeah, you get it later on. But once you get that, those ones are easy. You just have to time them right.
See, I just like putting on the shield and running through people.
That's good, too.
I play bowling. I bowl with humans. That's what I did. And that and doing elbow drops on the tanks.
Dude, those are the most epic elbow drops.
I jump up in the air, and my dude's just falling. It's like...
It has like a cool sound. It's like... As he's going down,
you just kill some people. That game is violent.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Like, as soon as you get your claws, you're, like, ripping people in half, and body parts just flying everywhere.
Against the hunters, I don't think the claws aren't effective.
No, they're not.
The fists, they are effective.
You get a weapon later that's more effective than that. His most part, his, like, giant blade arm thing.
It'd be like Robert Patrick from Terminator, bitch.
Right.
I had a lot of trouble when I first met the hunters in that base when they kept coming in and coming in.
I did, too. I died a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I like it, and it's growing on me. It's just frustrating because maybe those side missions shouldn't be introduced right away then.
Some of them I don't think they should because like with the Devastator things that you kind of need for some of them, they tell you, like, you can buy the upgrade to get the extension of your health, the blue thing that enables you to do it before you can even actually do a Devastator.
Yeah, that's what I
did. Why?
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense, but whatever. I like the fact that when you're running, you automatically jump over tiny obstacles.
That's nice.
Cars, that's badass. Like, you don't even have to think about where you're going. You just run, and he jumps over the car,
or he
jumps up the wall or whatever. It's badass.
And just the different maneuverability he has up in the air, like, you can glide, you can air dash, which is the two that I've upgraded. And I don't – his precision climb, I don't really use that much.
No, his little Spider-Man wall climb thing.
Yeah, this thing's stupid.
Yeah, I don't –
why would you even use that?
The only thing I've used it for is to collect one of them, like, blue orbs that was, like, to top of a point or something. That's the only time I've ever used it.
Yeah.
He just runs up the side of a wall. That's all I need to do. Yeah. And that's the thing I missed in Infamous, honestly, was the jump. I'm like, that's the first thing I'm upgrading, because when you, like, hold a button and he jumps, like, 400 feet in the air.
Just like Spider-Man.
Just like Hulk and Spider-Man. Yeah. And it's just, like, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Crackdown, jump across the city. Whoosh.
No. So it's grown on me. I got to get more playtime with it, but I like the way the story's done. I like the morphing ability. There is, I guess, it's morphing ability, shape shifting ability.
Turns into other people.
Yeah. Huh. And the stealth consume is really cool. That all the what?
I love when you could when you upgrade your grab, you can just grab people as you're running.
Yeah.
So you run it through the city, you just grab somebody and they're flailing around in your arm.
The first military base mission,
you jump up in the air and toss them halfway across the city. See ya.
You kind of need that, and I didn't know that at first.
The which one?
The first military one base where they have those sensors.
Oh yeah.
And you got to get the commander.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I couldn't figure out how to do it, and then I upgraded to that, where I just ran in, grabbed them, and left. I'm like,
that's what I did. I was like, there he is. Jumped over the wall, took him up on a roof, consumed him.
That's what I run up to a roof and then consume someone every time I grab somebody. Yeah.
I just randomly swoop down.
See you later. I gotta go eat.
Swoop back up. Right. Consume him. Like, yep.
Consume him and then come back down.
Like a fucking vulture.
Look at me. Here I am.
So,
it's interesting you can shoot in the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that.
Kind of cool. Cause,
you can pick up weapons and shoot
people. Helps out a lot when you're facing
when you need the rocket launcher.
The hives, which are on the side of a building. If you played Web of Shadows, it's kind of like that, where mm-hmm. the symbiotes were taking over a building. The infected hives are taking over the building. And I mean, as you progress, you have the ability you have to earn the ability by consuming a commander that knows how to drive a tank. You can then drive a tank. Well, that's as far as I've driven, but I know
you'll get the tank, the helicopter, the what is that? The APC, the step below a tank, whatever it was. But you get those three vehicles.
Yeah, and that's fun going around town with a tank. But
it's always fun going around town in a tank.
That helps out a lot with the infected building, but.
If you like breaking shit, man.
The targeting is becoming more of a Hendrix than a
Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, Jimi Hendrix.
Wow,
he said a Hendrix. I'm
wow,
like, a Jimi Hendrix.
It's becoming more of a problem than being a help right now for me, especially during the side missions.
It is a problem. I don't even use it.
Learned not to, because you know this is a pain in the ass too. When I was taking on that building, the infected building, the hive, whatever. I couldn't get a lock on in time with the car so I can destroy it before I got hit by the infected or shot to hell by the military. So I'm like, this is bullshit because I can't click that, you know, fast enough because it goes,
yep.
And then like, fine, whatever. I went straight to the building, looked right at it, hit the lock on button. He locked on to the right.
Right, because the lock-on, and this is why it's a hindrance, it locks on to what it thinks is the most dangerous target around you. So if there's like a building and some infected guy and the military and a helicopter, it's going to automatically go to the helicopter. And it's frustrating.
Oh. And then I tried going up to the building point blank, not target locked, and throw a car at it. It went to the right, too. I'm not meant to destroy this building.
You got sticky cars.
So that, I think, is my biggest problem, is those two problems, is it's just too much going on too early in the game, and the lock-on. So, but everything else, you know, like I said, it's growing on me. It's probably going to be another really cool game, and it's just sucks that I have three open-world games that I want to play. Because I don't know which one to play. So, there's a lot of gaming to be done.
Well, pretty soon there's going to be multiple fighting games.
Yeah, which I'll talk about that later and make you jealous.
Oh, God.
I'm not a big fighting
what
game
now? I can't wait.
So. Hey, is Ghostbusters open world?
No.
No, it's linear and it's short.
All right.
Well, so we'll talk about that later. What else are you playing?
Well, I was just wondering because I didn't want to.
We haven't got that for you. Let's move on to you. What else? What is she doing?
That's it.
That's it? Nothing else?
No, man, just those three. Open world awesomenesses.
All right. What are you going to play this week?
More three open world awesomenesses.
Oh.
Sweet.
So let's move on to Gamma's Gun.
Maybe Ghostbusters, maybe Overlord 2.
Maybe Fuel, since I gave you a copy of
Fuel.
It. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I will try out the racing game that is Fuel.
Give me Fuel. Give me Fire.
Gamers Con. This is what happens when you review stuff. You get free games. What's up? What's up, Punch Out?
Punch Out.
3 weeks, still haven't seen a review. What's up?
It's coming.
It'll be a little late by then. Punch Out 2 will be out.
Yeah, the sequel. Let me see. I'll start with PS3.
PS Triple?
Yeah, I played some more Infamous this week. Nice.
He's not in the headphones. Okay.
I'm on the second island now.
Yeah, I just got to the second island this morning.
It's pretty cool.
The dudes in trash bags.
Yeah, you know who they look like?
Flood, is that where we're going with this? That's what Justin said.
The big guys? They actually look like General Grievous from Star Wars Episode 3. You know what I'm talking about? General Grievous?
Yeah, I know who General Grievous is, but I don't see it yet, I guess.
Like they're...
Nobody can hear you.
Like the way they basically look, you know, I mean...
Douche.
I mean, when you zoom in on them, they don't look like General Grievous, but from far away...
A distance.
To me, it looks like General Grievous because, you know, General Grievous wore a robe around his cybernetic body. It was... But yeah, I'm enjoying it. The thing is, I haven't really been seeking out the shards, and I can't get back to the first island.
Well, you got to rebuild the bridge, I guess, because I had to finish when I was playing this morning. I got to the end of the first island. I didn't know it was at the end. There was only one mission left, story mission.
Yeah.
And there was no side missions, and I still had one spot to clear the enemies from, but it wouldn't pop up. So I'm like, well, fuck, I guess I'll go do the story mission, because I didn't know it was the last mission. Maybe it'll open after I do that. As soon as I finish that last mission, it throws you right onto the second island. And I was kind of pissed.
See, I completed 100% of...
Yeah, there was no mission there. Like, I couldn't go do a mission that wasn't there. But I hear you can go back to the first island.
Well, that's good, because on the first island, I was like, I'll go look for the shards once I get my my gliding ability.
Which is the first thing you get on the second island.
Yeah.
Is there more powers to earn on the first island? Any more powers to learn on the first island?
The sniper was the last thing.
So I learned a sniper. All right.
Which means you would need to be careful if you don't want to leave the first island yet.
Yeah, you don't want to leave the first island yet.
But you can go back because there's a mission as soon as you get on the second island where she says, you know, my whatever uncle or whatever is an engineer and apparently he can rebuild the bridge by himself. That's the way she made it sound.
That dude is awesome.
She's like, he can rebuild a bridge for you. Go talk to him. And that opens a second story mission. I'm like, one man, one bridge. Magic.
Only
obsession.
Only in video games is life so simple.
Indeed.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying that. I've been doing a lot of side missions. Actually, I tried to seek out, because I'm a goody-goody two-shoes in this game, I seek out the green-colored hero missions.
Yeah, I seek out the red ones.
Which
I was kind of pissed because the final mission on the first island automatically makes you good a little bit.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was kind of pissed about that. Because you know what happened in it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, and I finished it. It's like, your karma's gone up a little bit. I'm like, I didn't want it to.
So now you have to make up for it by being really evil.
Yeah, you know, I just thunder drop through the whole second city so far.
Yeah, just go through the whole city, like, boom, boom, yeah.
But I kill innocent motherfuckers.
It's a great game. It's up there with Street Fighter 4 as being my two favorite games so far this year.
We talked a lot about Infamous, so what else are you playing?
I finally tried out the Uncharted 2 Among Thieves beta demo.
Badass.
It is awesome. It's the multiplayer. I only got to play Deathmatch. Team Deathmatch.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of the co-op stuff, which I heard mixed things about the co-op. I heard some people like it. Some people think it's all right, I guess. But the Team Deathmatch that I played, I thought it was fantastic. I mean, I wouldn't say it's as good of a multiplayer experience as like Halo or Call of Duty.
Red Faction. Oh, you wouldn't know.
Wow, hello. Jesus.
Good God. Hey, I played the single player of Red Faction. But I would say that this is on the level of like Gears of War, like the Gears of War multiplayer.
It is really good. And it's got the vertical element, which we talked about last week, which makes it so much more interesting. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because it's faster paced, I guess, a little bit.
And I like how there's cover, like, every 10 feet.
Like, there's a lot of cover.
There's a lot of cover in that game. You can... And it's just so silky smooth when you take cover, you know, is... It's like when you know which button to push, you know, it's natural. It's like, I don't know. It seems like it's more. It's got this snap to it. The gameplay, it's got it. It's kind of like it's kind of like almost instinctive. Whenever once you know the controls, it's very instinctive. Pretty quickly, whereas games like. Other type of games where you're using cover a lot, it seems like there's a little bit more of a longer learning curve. I really enjoyed the playing the beta. I'm really looking forward to the full game this fall. That's a no-brainer. And then moving on to the Nintendo DS, I played some more Pokemon Platinum, and. Yes.
We had this discussion last week.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta catch them all.
Poke
That's
your mom.
That's even still the catchphrase.
Yeah.
Poke your mom.
I discovered that the creature that I picked at the very beginning is quite possibly the weakest of the three that you could pick from. I picked this turtle called a Turtwig.
I think they wouldn't call it a turd wig.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I knew that was coming. But it's a plant-based or a grass-based turtle. And you know how you give like nicknames to the Pokémon?
Tell me you called it turd wig.
No.
Please.
I named it Gamera. Named after the Japanese giant turtle monster that's the rival of Godzilla.
Not made out of grass.
No.
No, it's not. He's made out of fear and tears.
But I heard that Monferno is the most powerful one.
Monferno?
Yeah.
Ho, 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 Monferno is coming for you.
Monferno is a flaming monkey.
Oh, God. This story just gets better and better.
A flaming monkey.
Flaming monkey.
Dude, that's awesome. I want to play this game now.
Oh, man.
I want to be a flaming monkey.
And
a flaming monkey.
That's awesome.
I'm about 5 hours into it now, and it's like, do I want to quit and start over? Because I picked the weakest
link.
The weakest.
Goodbye.
The weakest link. Goodbye. But the thing is, I mean... His name's Gamera, you know, so I'm like...
Well, 5 hours in, haven't you caught other ones that can make up for him being so weak?
Yeah, pretty much, but they're all, like, half-leveled as much as the...
There ain't no flaming monkey!
Yeah, no flaming monkey. I heard that, like, he's the number one choice for, like, tournaments and stuff, but I'm not going to be going to any Pokemon tournaments or anything, but because I
fear got, my flaming monkey!
Yeah, exactly. But I did. I did capture a creature called a Psyduck. And,
oh, Psyduck is back. How about
yeah,
that?
He. You know,
wasn't he Pokemon's D student?
Pretty much. I was like when I saw the Psyduck, I was like, I gotta get one of these. You know,
Psy.
And he's like always holding his face, and his eyes are going all over the place. And you know how you can nickname him. I nicknamed them, oh my God, !! Three of them. So it's like, because it looks like, because he's holding his face and he's got this, like, surprised look on his face. I'm just, like, saying, like, the whole time he's like, oh my God, you know. So, yeah, it was just a little bit amusing to me.
Have they changed anything with Pokemon? Is it still the same battle system and the same?
It's the same battle system, same setup. Mm. Basically, the only thing that changes is the environments, the story, and the creatures.
I guess if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Yeah.
What else is playing?
It's kind of like Dragon Quest. It's all based around tradition.
So what else is going on?
Also on Nintendo DS, I played some more Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
That game's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's pretty amazing how it almost feels like a console, like almost a next gen console experience. It almost feels that way, but you know, it's pocket sized. I really enjoyed it. I think the controls initially are intuitive. Touch screen, you slash to do sword attacks. You tap enemies to throw shurikens or ninja stars at them. Shurikens. That's the word right there. And
I didn't say anything.
And
shurikens.
However, some of the more advanced techniques,
like the flying swallow, flaming monkey.
Pretty much, yeah. Or the one where you have to tap on an enemy, slash down, slash up, then slash down to do a powerful jumping and thrashing attack. I find that to be very, very difficult.
Complicated?
It's very difficult to actually pull off. I mean,
can he do the Azuna drop in this?
Yes, he can.
Awesome.
The thing is, it's like, it's kind of irritating because most of the time that you're getting attacked, it's not from one enemy, it's from multiple enemies simultaneously.
That's how Hayabusa rolls.
Yeah.
Dog.
However, the controls, there's not that tactile feeling of a button and a D-pad or analog layout, where you know that you're doing it, you're in tune with the gameplay mechanic. I find myself with the stylus, because everything is stylus controlled besides the block button. But when you're doing the stylus, it's almost like, the gameplay kind of, it's almost like, I don't want to say like a lag, because it's all instant, but it's like, it's not as crisp as having a traditional control scheme.
Well, you can't expect it to be, but for what it is.
For what it is fantastic. It's a really great game. It's retail for about $20 right now. I suggest if you like action games and you have a DS, that you should pick it up. It's a great game, despite a lot of the attacking techniques are pretty hard to pull off, but the normal attacks are pretty easy to do, and it's got a really nice presentation, and it's a good game. It's a good game.
All right, moving on.
And the last game I played this past week is a very, very interesting, bizarre title that both Zero Tolerance and myself played this week, and that is The Knights in the Nightmare. As a matter of fact, Zero Tolerance did a review this week about it.
Yes, I did. That game made my head go.
And he gave it a 9 out of 10, and I have to agree. It feels like, okay, I'm going to say this: The Knights in the Nightmare, to me, feels like this year's The World Ends With You.
It's very similar to The World Ends With You.
Because they're both kind of like RPG on a broad scale. However, they bring something dramatically new to the table. The Knights of the Nightmare, you control what's called the Wisp, which is a... it's a disembodied soul of a deceased king. And so you're not a physical character at all. You're a spirit. And you play the game, and it looks like a grid strategy game, kind of like Final Fantasy Tactics. It looks like that initially. However, it plays completely different. I would have to say the gameplay to this game is almost like a combination of playing chess, a tower defense game, and Ikaruga at the same time.
He ain't bullshitting you. That's how it plays.
Really?
It's fucked up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's extremely deep game. It reminds me of chess because the enemies have walking patterns, and
your character never physically moves. You place your character on the he's predetermined on the map where he's going to be, and he never moves.
Yeah. It's like the enemies have prescripted movements. They move in a certain way, and then the allies, the characters that you don't really control, but you kind of suggestively control, they have attack patterns so that you have to kind of wait for the enemy to go within the vicinity of that particular character type of attack.
And you draw your attacks. You basically take the stylus and you pick a weapon, and then you pull it out to select your range of where you're attacking, and you can queue it up so you can set it ready. And then once you set it ready, you just wait for the enemy to go into the spot and hit it. But you can also switch because the enemies have different weaknesses. There's a little bar on the right-hand side where you can like draw a circle on it, and it'll switch it from light to chaos.
Yes.
And certain enemies are susceptible to damage depending on if it's light or chaos, and it uses all the element stuff like water and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, the switching between light and chaos, that was one of the aspects that actually kind of reminded me of Ikaruga, because in an Ikaruga, you're always switching polarity power.
What reminded me of Ikaruga is the fact that when the enemies attack, they just shoot out these, like, bullets.
Yes.
And you have to dodge them with the wisp. Like a bullet dodging game.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very, very complex game.
The tutorial is over an hour.
Yeah. I was about to say it took me like a little bit under an hour to do the tutorial. I think about 50 minutes. I actually timed myself. I looked at the clock and I was like, and after I was through with the tutorials, it was like 50 minutes. I still didn't do the tips section. There's a section for like, I guess, more advanced techniques.
Dude, the tip section is 10 times longer than the tutorial.
Holy crap. Because I did the basic movement tutorial, and then I did the main tutorial. And just that took me about 50 minutes to go through. So I guess if I did the tip section, it would probably take me even a whole lot longer. But
it's ridiculous.
It's got an uncanny depth to it.
It makes you feel stupid when you first start playing it.
It does, but at the same time, I have to agree with your review in that the more that you learn about it, the more rewarding the game feels. Because I mean, this is like an RPG. But at the same time, you know, people would be like, oh, is it a strategy RPG? And then you could say, yes, it is a strategy RPG. However, it plays unlike any strategy RPG that I've ever played. It's almost like its own subgenre, its own gameplay mechanics that kind of lifts certain aspects of other games. Like when I mentioned that, it was kind of like a tower defense game. The reason why I said that was because there's a lot of pre-game planning.
And another thing that you didn't mention that changes the gameplay is you only have a certain time limit to finish each map.
Yes.
And every attack that you pull off takes time off of your timer. And you have so many turns that you have to do before you finish. And if you don't, you have to play a jackpot game, like with the enemies, like what you'll face next, like... If you don't do it in the amount of turns that you need to do it in, these two things will start falling down, or how many ever enemies were on the map will start falling down, and you got to touch it to decide what enemy you face again.
Hmm.
It never really punishes you for losing. It just keeps making you do it over.
Yeah.
So,
and I kind of I like that it doesn't punish you, that it, I mean, it kind of sort of leads you by the hand, but at the same time it throws you to the dogs. It's a very, very interesting game, and I'll shut up about the gameplay, because the gameplay's, I could talk about the gameplay all day. It's awesome and deep. If you're looking for a deep game, if you're looking for something to really sink your teeth into and have a time investment in, this game is actually really good, really fun, really rewarding. And I suggest that you read Zero Tolerance's review of it at ztgamedomain.com, because I actually had the game for a little over a week, and when I read the review, that's why I was like, man, I really got to play this game now. So, and another thing I want to talk about is the graphics. Graphics are incredible in this game.
There's a lot of stuff on the screen, and it's amazing that they managed to pull it off.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of text and little things that you need to see.
There's a lot of little things.
A lot of little things to see on the screen.
So you might have to strain your eyes quite a bit on like when you're looking at the items where you see a C or an L.
Yeah.
Chaos or law. But the graphics are really beautiful. It reminds me of like if Super Nintendo was actually went on for another 2 years, you know, 2 years further, so that a company would be able to actually, you know, squeeze even more processing or more graphical power out of the system. It reminds me of like the Super Nintendo game that never was made or something like that, you know, if they had more development time. And I really like the use of color. The colors in the game are really nice. Like the greens and the blues are almost like a fluorescent, a lot of fluorescence, and it has a very almost a Secret of Mana type of feel to it. And the music is also really good. I'm glad that the game came with the soundtrack, because I've been listening to the soundtrack on and off on my iPod recently, and it's a really good game. Atlas, they keep outdoing themselves, you know, in terms of as a publisher. They've been releasing a new game almost every 3 weeks. Since the beginning of the year, and I've bought probably about three quarters of what they've been releasing so far.
Well, I'll get you to buy another one when we get to mine, but do you have anything else?
That is it. That is it.
What are you going to play this week?
Probably more of the same, and perhaps maybe Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters! Who are you going to call? We're going to call Professor Chaos onto the stage to talk about his fondling.
Well, you know, I've fondled quite a bit. I have that the Ghostbusters game, which is really good.
I'm glad to hear that.
It looks good. I'll tell you one thing: you have to like the music in the movies, because that's all they play. I don't think that there's an original track in that game. It's the soundtrack from the movies. So if you don't like that,
you just walk in the room. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Like, and that plays on the loading screen. Like it's really good. Like capturing the ghost and stuff, and throwing out the trap and slamming them around and putting. It's a lot of fun.
Have you played online?
Yes, I did. I played with a bunch of people or a couple people in a co-op, and that was really fun too.
Is it the single player game or is it like a separate thing?
It's a separate thing. They actually have campaigns where it's like you get sent to like the New York Museum is where we played, and there was like three different stages within it. One of them was we had to keep these artifacts from being stolen by the ghost. So the ghost kept trying to steal these four artifacts. We had to capture them real quick. Then another one was what was the other one? The other one, I think we just had to capture all the ghosts in an allotted time. Survival, that's what that was. And then the third one, I don't remember what the third one was.
Now, here's the big question. Do you get to play as Venkman?
Yes.
In multiplayer? You can play as any of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
even the
sweet.
Even the rookie.
Even the rookie. So there's five playable characters in multiplayer?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's badass.
Hmm.
And you can play as Slimer. How about that?
That would have actually kind of been awesome.
He actually was with a little backpack on and shit.
But I, of course, was Winston. This was Winston.
Whatever.
And I thought
I'll probably be Egon.
But they banter back and forth in the co-op thing. So the four of them, like, they, you know, crack jokes like they do in the movies and stuff. And a lot, like, the voice work in the game is really
well. It's
really
them,
good. Right?
So,
which is a good thing.
You gotta get excited about that.
They kept the camaraderie and the banter. I say again, for lack of a better word, that they did in the movies, which was really nice.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Been too long since I hung out with the Ghostbusters.
You play it and you're like, God, I want another Ghostbusters movie. Because
this
it
is
really
the new Ghostbusters movie,
right,
supposedly.
Right.
So.
But, it definitely is good. Prototype, playing that, that's all shades of fun. I don't even do the story missions anymore because I, like, have all his powers. I just run down the street and just kill people. Just pick a city block that's the most crowded and just fuck everybody up. Like, it's a lot of fun to do that. I got a PlayStation 3. I have Resistance 2, which is good, and I know I'm not going to go into it because I know I'm way behind, but it's good. I played the multiplayer. That was actually a lot of fun. Played some demos, the Killzone 2 demo, which was good. I played Infamous at a friend's house. He was, like, totally evil and, like, about to beat the game. That game is good too. The game is really, really good. I think I like Prototype more just because he has, I think a better, in my opinion, a better variety of powers in which to kill people. And
you just want to kill people.
That's all I want to do. So, and
suicidal tendencies over there. Homicidal tendencies.
That I think that's better. But it was good. I played the beta of Uncharted, which was fun too. A lot better than what I thought it was going to be. And I wish I had a code. Actually, somebody on the forums so that they have extra ones that they might give me if they can't find someone to trade with. So I may be able to do that at home. Outside of that, what else? That's pretty much it for the fondling. There's other stuff, but, yeah, it's older stuff, so you don't want to hear about that. But, yeah.
Yeah, you late to the party.
I know.
You bring it back around. Oh, shit. Let me think here. Talk about Nights of the Nightmare. I don't need to talk about that. PSP. I played Crimson Gem Saga.
Oh, I saw that you
I reviewed that as well.
Yeah.
Yes. I was the RPG fanatic this week, apparently, because I had to review them all because somebody wouldn't review Punch-Out. So. Crimson Gem Saga is like the RPG the PSP's been waiting on. Friggin' beautiful. Old school. It's so old school. There's nothing special about it. And that's its charm. It's a straight-up run from point A to point B, level grind, do some crazy, wacky story. And the menu's simple, the battle phase is simple, everything is simple, and that's what I loved about it. Absolutely. It reminded me of a portable Blue Dragon. That's what I wanted in a portable Blue Dragon.
I watched videos of it, and the graphics look really crisp.
The graphics are about the best 2D visuals you're going to see on the PSP. I mean, yeah. It reminds me of, like, if you took Blaze Blue and shrunk it down onto the PSP, because the characters are so animated and so pretty, and the color palette is so bright and vibrant, and it looks just great.
Man.
I absolutely adore that game. I think it's great. I think you should check it out if you're an RPG fan. I had a ball with it. That one, definitely thumbs up again for Atlas. Great game.
Sweet.
On the PS3, I also played Cross Edge. I guess being an action guy, I didn't see an issue. Sometimes there's a little bit too much going on the screen, and
yeah,
there's the whole chaining the combos together by having to switch between characters before the timer runs out, but that's really not that hard. Visuals were kind of disappointing, because it's like, the whole point of that game is it's like, we're the characters. How many people were in that game? It's like every 5 minutes you were adding a new person to your party.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was kind of ridiculous at one point. Like, I have 400 characters and I can only use like 4. You know, but I liked the game. I thought it was cool. I wasn't as high on it as I was the other two, but
yeah, I noticed that.
But that's because it feels like the whole focus of the game is the characters, and I can't deny that if you're a fan of all those characters, you really still need to buy the game because that's what it was about. But the game as itself is kind of hit or miss. But I thought it was good, but not great. So. Also on the PS3 this week, I got Tiger Woods to review. And I think it's excellent. I don't like Tiger Woods. I don't like golf games unless they're stupid golf games like Hot Shots or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But damn is that game pretty, and damn does it play good. It's huge. Like, the career mode is awesome. I love the weather effects. Like, if you tie the game to your actual internet, it'll say, okay, this is where you are. So let's say it's raining outside, it'll rain in the game, which I think is really cool. I love the new online challenges that you can do where you basically just try to do something and then somebody online can outdo it. The create a character is ridiculous again. You've got the game face where you can take a picture of your face and put it on there, and you can make some really outlandish characters. The shooting is excellent. If you're into golf games, Tiger Woods 10 is like the bomb. Easily the best golf game ever. It's just incredible. And I don't even like golf games, and I was having fun with it. I will warn you on the short game. PS3 also played Infamous, more of that, on the second island now, really having a ball with that. Didn't turn on my Wii this week. Which I will next week, though, because I'll have Ghostbusters for the Wii.
Cool.
So I'm excited to play that, because I'll have it on 360 and Wii, and I'm excited to see how different it is, especially with the motion control and stuff.
Yeah, I'm really interested in hearing about the Wii version as well.
I hope it's good. I really do. Because it sounds like it's a great game on the next gen, so I'm hoping that the Wii version has a little gimmick that makes it cool too. So,
I'm sure you'll be throwing the trap physically.
See, that'll be awesome. As long as it's not like Mad World where I kind of got carried away and when you had to do the thing where you pull apart, like I almost yanked my controller apart. But my 360, I went nuts and I bought like every arcade game that I'd been missing for a while. So I bought all the Genesis games minus Phantasy Star. I haven't bought that yet. Gunstar Heroes is the shit, but I'm upset because Sega, if I remember correctly, somewhere said it was supposed to be online player two-player co-op. Yeah, it's not really? Even two-player local.
Really?
Yeah, really kind of disappointed in that. So I love Gunstar Heroes. It still holds up. I there were so many things I forgot about the game that were so original, like the dice roll level. You had to roll the dice and fight the different things to get to the boss, which I thought was really cool. The minecart level, which is actually really cool. I love Gunstar Heroes, but I'm really disappointed there's no online co-op. The rest of them are pretty much the same games they were on the Genesis Collection. So it is what it is, except for now that you can play online with Altered Beast, and I forget the other one you can play online. But you can actually play them online co-op, so that's kind of cool. I did play Prototype, not enough to talk much about it more than these guys already have. I really like it. I will be reviewing that this week, hopefully. So I'm looking forward to playing that. I played the other Square Enix game on Xbox Live, Yosumin Live.
Yosumin Live? I haven't even heard of this game.
It's weird. Weird. It's weird as
it's
shit.
Weird.
It's like Bejeweled, but like Connect 4 or something.
Yeah.
Like, you basically have, like, these different shapes. Like, it's laid out like a Bejeweled board where it's a square and it has all these different colors and shapes in it.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you have to find a rectangle connected by four. So, say you got red, blue, and green. Well, you have to find 1, 2, 3, 4 red ones that are in a rectangle shape, connect them, and it'll break that block and then fill it again. And you have a timer that gives you so much time to empty that block of so many red, so many green, so many whatever. It's really weird.
So this is a Square Enix game.
Yeah, it's a Xbox Live arcade puzzle game.
Does it have any, like, is it, like, fantasy themed or anything?
No, just funky little blocks.
With faces.
Yeah, they have faces and weird noises.
Yeah, it's weird.
Sounds bizarre.
It is weird. I liked it more than I thought I would, but there's just, like, puzzle games are just, they just try to have a hook anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. It's not something I'd recommend spending $10 on. You know, it's neat, but it is what it is. I finally played the Funtown Mahjong, and I realized I'm just too stupid to play Mahjong. I don't get it. Like this, I went through the tutorial. The tutorial took me like 30 minutes, and that's when I realized I can't play this game. Because they started explaining how you win. And apparently there's like five different dominoes or whatever that have different five different things on them. And you have to get three of a kind or five or straight or stuff like this. And like, I don't understand how people throw the dominoes out there and you can take them. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. I don't get Mahjong. I suck at it. I don't know. I play a little more Fuel. Still liking that. I have to review that this week. literally the game is bigger than anything I've ever seen in my life. It's ridiculous. I finished Red Faction Guerrilla.
Really?
Friggin' awesome game. Single player was great. Can't wait to go back and play through the side missions, and now I can really focus on online.
But how long did it take you to beat the single player?
If you go straight through the single player and you don't do any of the side missions, you can finish it in less than 10 hours. But to do all the side missions and everything in the game, it'll probably take you 20 to 30, depending on...
See, that's the type of guy I'm... I'm a completist.
Well, if you go do every side mission in this game, like, literally, yeah. I still have... I finished... What I said, there was 20 missions total. There's 20 single-player missions, which took me about 10 hours. There's 104 guerrilla missions, of which I've done 32. Hmm. So there's still 70 missions out there for me to go do. So I still need to go do that. Plus, once you beat the game, you get like all this extra stuff that you get to play around with. And I just bought the thermobaric rocket, which you haven't seen destruction until you've seen a thermobaric rocket go into a building. You don't even understand what I'm talking about till you see it. It will light up your ass. That thing is ridiculous. That thing is freaking ridiculous. It is right. Awesome. Awesome. Stay away from that rocket. I did play Wolfenstein 3D on the Xbox Live Arcade. Man, that game's old.
It's older than dirt.
I played through, like, the first level, and I'm walking around, and I'm laughing at the sound effects as the guys die. They're like, no! And it's just, there's so many levels in that game, and they're all blue. Like, every level is a blue brick wall with the Hitler pictures all over the place. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's classic Wolfenstein. No online. Kind of pissed about that. Just leaderboards. Very disappointing. But there's a lot of levels. Like, it's got all, like, six or seven episodes from the whole Wolfenstein game, so. And for some reason, they felt the need to put the trailer in there. I know this is a stupid bitch. They put the trailer for the new Wolfenstein in there, which made the download 200 megs as opposed to the 5 that it needed to be. Because you know that game ain't more than 5 megs.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you could... Back in the day, that game was on a diskette.
Yeah, it was on a floppy.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, but no, they had to put the trailer for the new Wolfenstein on there, and you can't delete it, so it's 200 megs, whether you like it or not. Piss me off.
That's terrible.
The last game that I want to talk about, I was so surprised, is Cell Factor Psychokinetic Wars. I know he talked about it a couple weeks ago. For an arcade game, that game is the shit.
Mm.
My God. It is Unreal Tournament. With psycho powers like telekinesis and teleporting and super jump and all this stuff. Man, it's frantic.
Cell Factor, right?
Yes.
Okay, I think I saw this in the PSN store.
It is. It's on both. It's on both. Played it on Xbox Live Arcade, but man, that game is phenomenal. I can't get over how good it is. Like, I played that almost more than I played other stuff this week, because when I started playing it, I just got addicted to doing the challenges and stuff, and now I'm ready to, like, get online. My only complaint is... Yeah, I searched for an online game. There was one. One online game. It's very disappointing. Nobody bought the game. It hurts me inside.
I'm going to check out the demo.
It's friggin' awesome. It is really, really good. And the only other thing I played is I reviewed Boggle this week.
Boggle?
It's so hard to talk about a game like that. Like, it's Boggle. You connect some words together. It's good, don't get me wrong, but it's Boggle.
Boggle!
What else are you going to say but Boggle?
Yeah.
This week, man, this week's going to be busy again. Prototype, Ghostbusters, Tiger Woods I got to review this week. Fuel I have to review this week. I don't know what else is coming. I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff coming.
Ain't that that Fat Princess this week?
Fat Princess is this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, son
of a
bitch.
It is this week, isn't it?
Yep.
Holy
cow. How much is
it supposed
to be?
I haven't heard of it. Have you heard a price?
No. If I did, I don't remember.
I'm going to have to pick up a PSN card this week.
Man.
I would guess no less than 10.
Well, it can't be less than 10, but I wonder if it's going to be 15 or 20.
I think it's 15.
15, I'd still buy it, definitely.
I hope it's not 20, because...
Then you have to buy the...
Then I would have to buy two cards. Because of the tax.
Stupid tax.
Stupid tax.
And I think... Yeah! Is there anything else I'm going to play
this
week?
You're missing one thing.
What am I missing?
Come on now, think.
Dude, I played so much shit this week, just tell me.
Play this week. You're playing this week. What are you getting this week? You are so excited about.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I will have Blaze Blue this week.
How could you forget about Blaze Blue?
I just totally tripped over my mind. I will be getting my review copy of Blaze Blue this week.
What is Blaze Blue?
I will kick you in the face.
It's a fighting game.
Made by the guys that did it? Guilty Gear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
2D HD?
Yeah, it's super beautiful.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be the shit. But yeah. I get my review copy of that this week, and I will be playing that this week on 360.
Oh, I saw that. I saw a picture of it at EB's. It's got like four discs or something if you buy it in the store.
The collector's edition or whatever, yeah. Which they're going to be sending me the review copy this week to play.
Nice. So.
Well, that's awesome. I'm really curious as to what the game would be like. Maybe we could play it next weekend. Yeah,
you can get your ass whooped?
Hey, man.
I'll lay the smack down on you, brother.
Whatever, man.
Oh, it's coming. Yeah, you talk shit about Street Fighter Alpha 2, and I never played it. What happened? You got beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's our record in Soul Calibur Online? Bring it.
Enough said. Okay, next subject.
I got to give him hell, man. I got to give him hell. Now, since we are Wombatless this week, we had to hire a new news anchor guy. So we put that... We put that responsibility on Gamus Khan this week. So, Mr. Khan, if you'd give us our little news intro, we can get started with the news.
Okay. And now, news for gamers-styled radio program announces. That doesn't make any sense. This is the news. This is the news segment. Yes. And I'm drinking wine right now.
In your boxers?
It's a box of wine.
I'm drinking wine because the news in this podcast is so exquisite that you can't drink anything else. So, without further ado, here is your host, Zero Tolerance.
I think we need to charge $5.99 a minute for this show.
What the hell are you doing with that wine, buddy?
I've been sipping.
All right.
You goofy motherfucker.
We got some,
I know.
We got some PSP Go details. According to Kotaku, the European PlayStation blog has shed more light on the newly announced PSP Go hardware, answering some of the burning questions about how it differs from the currently available PSP models, including battery life expectancy, accessory compatibility, and memory stick changes.
Hmm.
It will come with an embedded battery, offering a charge equivalent with the current model, approximately 3 to 6 hours of gameplay, and 3 to 5 hours of video playback. Looks like smaller battery may cancel out power-saving benefits achieved from dropping the UMD device. Other things drop support for older PSP accessories. Smaller form factor comes with smaller USB connection, meaning new cables and peripherals will be specific to the PSP Go. The blog writes that Sony may offer an adapter, but we'd imagine that might be hard for things like the PSP camera. The European PlayStation blog doesn't, however, reveal any further details about the UMD Goodwill program that lets owners... of physical copies of PSP games, transfer them to digital copies.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
I thought the battery life for the PSP now was longer than 5 hours.
No, it's not.
I thought it was 8.
Metal Gear Rising getting a brand new engine, so it's not running on MGS4. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm not really one to speculate, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was running on the Devil May Cry engine.
Considering it'll probably be a sword action game.
And I bet it'll be awesome.
And Killer Wolverine's crotch shot. Namco announces the first console tournament for Tekken 6 to be held between July 17th and 19th at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino.
Hmm.
This is your first chance to check out the console versions. It won't hit until fall 2009.
Classy.
It is classy. We had NPD this week. Not going to talk about systems, but we have to give a big shout to UFC that broke 1 million copies between the two systems, which is amazing. EA Sports Active Bundle came up right behind Wii Fit, which showed a little competition. Infamous on the list at number 5, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Gambus Con favorite Pokemon Platinum in there. Mario Kart's still on there for the Wii. Punch-Out shows up on the Wii. X-Men Origins Wolverine is on there for the 360. And, of course, Wii Play is there every month. Got some new missions for Dynasty Warriors Gundam 2. Go download those. They're free.
Speaking of Gundam, did you guys hear about the life-size Gundam model that was created in Japan that just recently had construction complete on it?
Can you get in it and drive it?
No, it's a monument.
It's only a matter of time before they make a
Dude, they're gonna put Milo technology in it, and that bitch is gonna be Skynet.
Yeah,
watch out.
That's what's gonna happen.
But it's a 1-to-1 scale model. It's 59 feet tall, and it's got lights, and it actually has like vents throughout the body of the Gundam that actually like emanate like steam and smoke, and there's lots of like really small details like throughout the whole body of the life-size Gundam, like depicting fictional manufacturing information. And it's beautiful, man. I've seen pictures of it. It's like one of the coolest things ever.
How come Americans can't get this dedicated and build like a life-size model of like fucking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Because Americans are lazy.
Shh.
Shut your mouth.
Or a life-size model of the Death Star.
There you
go. Float in space.
Yeah, let's put that out in space. That won't make other countries nervous.
That would be awesome.
What are you doing?
The Death Star.
What are you doing up there? Oh, it's nothing. It's a Star Wars thing. You just don't pay attention to that planet-sized battle station out there.
We need to quickly build X-Wings and make someone Red 5 so they can destroy it.
Red button standing by. Saints Row 2 Uncut DLC pack is now available. It's the final downloadable pack, and it's free, and it only contains clothes and tattoos.
Hmm.
And that means they won't finish the Altor Exposed story. Boo.
Boo.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time Reshelled is a timed exclusive. Hmm. It's coming to Xbox Live Arcade on July 22nd and PSN, quote, later this year.
Which probably means
time
Christmas.
Exclusives are dumb and pointless.
Yeah,
they really are.
That's what Killer Wolverine said in his news blog.
Yes, I know. Did.
Assassin's Creed 2 Special Edition. It's called the Black Edition. Limited edition box set will ship in black packaging and come with a unique, authentic holographic signature. 64-page finely crafted leather-style hardcover and parchment-finished book. And 3 in-game bonus quests. As far as price goes, it's $115 in the U.S., $69.99 in the U.K., and $149.95 in Australia.
That's
not even worth it.
No,
it's not.
Unless these special editions, they actually only make a limited number of them, then that price is somewhat justified. But if you're going to mass produce them, I can find one next year, what the hell?
Well, you know you're going to at that price range and only offering that and 3 bonus missions, which you'll probably get anyways as DLC.
Right.
I think it's just stupid.
So we're going to see them next year, like, discounted, like the Resident Evil limited edition and the Mortal Kombat limited edition.
Fucking in the Halo Ultimate Edition with the helmet.
Does it cost less than the game does now? What's
right.
Green Day is coming to Rock Band. There's no details, but the partnership will kick off July 7th with 3 DLC tracks from the new album for Rock Band and Rock Band 2. The songs are 21 Guns, Know Your Enemy, and East Jesus Nowhere. That's not even a sentence.
It doesn't have to be. They're Green Day.
I guess. Additional Green Day songs and projects will be announced at a later date. Speaking of collector's editions,
dun, 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 dun.
Halo 3 ODST GameStop Collector's Edition. It's $99.
Yay!
But it comes with a wireless controller and some labels.
So the controller is already $50.
You're paying for it! That's not even...
Yeah, it's...
You buying the controller and the game.
But it's a Halo controller.
Oh,
yeah.
What
which
the...
you know that will probably...
You know
that'll
some...
sell.
I'll probably I'll probably be a sucker and probably pick that one up.
No, I don't do the special editions no more.
I don't really either.
They're not...
Unless
I used
it's
to.
Something...
It's not...
Unless it's something specifically good.
Right.
A lot of people eat that controller up, though.
Oh, they will.
Oh, they will. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm...
Just look at Wii Play.
Right.
Special edition.
Yeah.
NBA Live 10 cover athlete will be Orlando Magic center Dwight Howard. So there you go.
Hmm.
Atlas is spoiling the stuffing out of Shin Megami Tensei Persona for the PSP. Yeah, PSP. It's a premium box. Comes with a soundtrack with two CDs. Two CD soundtrack. Also, we saw the new screenshots. Is that all it's in? It's the soundtrack? I'm scanning through this.
You asked me like I read it.
Okay.
I'm looking for.
I just post the shit. I don't
just
read
report
it.
The news. I don't fucking read it. What are you talking about?
I'm looking forward to Persona for PSP. I think it'll be pretty good.
Another Atlas.
Atlas spoils a lot of their.
Does
a lot of that stuff for their games.
They're kind of like the modern day working designs. Remember back working designs. They threw a ton of stuff every time they release a game
for Persona to hit the next gen systems.
We got some new Guitar Hero World Tour tracks. Placebo with the Bitter End. This is the European track pack.
Number six, I think, right?
Number six, yeah. Loquillo y Trogloditas with Cadillac Solitario. And Finley with Adrenalina. And guess who's coming to Guitar Hero World Tour?
Who's that?
Fish.
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was saying, you probably have no idea who Fish is.
Dude, that's a hippie band. Them like the Grateful Dead
logo. What the
thing is, the only thing I know about Fish is that they taste good with tartar sauce.
Fair.
Hey, hey, Gambus, do you like fish sticks?
Answer the question.
Sometimes it depends on where they're from.
Did you a gay fish?
I am not a gay fish. I'm tired of people telling me that I'm a gay fish.
South Park reference.
Funny stuff. Call of Duty World at War Map Pack 2 is available now.
Yay! More killing.
Well, it's got the zombie swamp, dude. Which is awesome. Zombie mode in World at War is the bomb. I don't want to read that. pictures.
What?
Awesome. O Games is announcing Sid the Dummy coming soon to Wii and PSP and PS2.
They're bringing back the Crash Dummies?
Well, it's Sid the Dummy.
Yeah, it's not Crash Test Dummies. It's Sid, man.
Sid the Dummy.
Well, it looks like a Crash Test Dummy.
It does. Overlord 2 demos are out. Oh, I didn't even talk about that. I did play that. It's Overlord.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But you club baby seals.
Yeah.
Which is kind of awesome. In a game.
Yeah. In a game.
He's totally against clubbing baby seals. Stop doing it.
Yeah, not in real life.
Don't do that.
Sony is launching VidZone. European is basically like a music video service, which I heard is actually pretty cool. It has a lot of stuff in it. Criterion is working on a new Need for Speed game. That's very interesting.
Just like a couple weeks ago when they said that it would be nice for Criterion to work on Need for Speed.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Well, and it's supposed to be revolutionary.
Well, it's Criterion. I would expect it to be.
Work on a new Burnout.
Hey, Paradise is still rocking hard.
But I'm not saying that it's not. And I'm
Big Surf Island, man.
I'm enjoying Paradise more and more, but I have like an actual Burnout.
Forza 3 limited edition announced.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, man.
This is a GameStop exclusive. It comes with a 2 GB USB storage and keychain. Yeah. An exclusive car pack. Another exclusive car pack. And a theme.
Man.
What's the price on that bad boy?
That is going to be $80.
Never mind. Okay.
Well, I mean, the 2 gig. Well, that's $10 anymore.
For $10 now.
I guess it's the theme that costs $10.
Theme? Well, the 2 car packs. America's Army 3 is coming soon to Steam.
Wait, they just brushed by that.
Right.
Like, yep. All right, moving on.
I don't know. Battle Stations Pacific got a new DLC pack called the Volcano Map Pack. Playable in island capture, competitive in dual modes, stunning backdrop of Hawaiian-style volcanic islands at dawnbreak.
Sounds explosive.
And in case you didn't know, EA has maxed out the 360.
No, I read somewhere Bull that crap. Somebody
Criterion said that they haven't.
Right, yeah.
So they're saying, we have maxed it out. We cannot figure out any other programming algorithm to make the graphics look any better whatsoever than what they are right now. This is fact, not theory.
Well, here's the quote. I do think that we'll see developers inside the organization getting to understand PS3 better, and I think that we're getting more power out of PS3 right now. I think that we've maxed out the 360, but we haven't maxed out the PS3.
Da-da-da-da. Hmm. You know something? I still don't think that developers have maxed out the Super Nintendo yet.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
New characters from Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 announced, including Venom and the Green Goblin.
Yeah. My only problem with that is that that storyline is supposed to follow the Civil War, and neither one of them had anything to do with the Civil War.
Venom hasn't been around since I don't know how long. I would imagine Green Goblin hasn't been around
either. Well, they are in the comics, and you know that's not... What's it say? That's not Eddie Brock Venom. My that's God. The Scorpion Venom. I can't think of dude's name.
what we were all waiting on and was announced through Xbox.com, of all places, Crackdown 2 has 4-player co-op and 16-player competitive multiplayer.
Woot. That 4-player co-op is going to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We can play our games of tag with 2 other people.
Yeah, the Rocket Tag, which we invented.
Yeah, they
we
stole
did.
It.
We fucking did. I know we did.
They stole it from us. Bastards. And the last story, apparently, that I have on here is EA to alternate between Fight Night and MMA.
Hmm.
Mixed martial arts for those in the
So this year we get Fight Night, next year's MMA, year after that. Even years Fight Night, odd years MMA.
So it's kind of like the Gears-Halo relationship that just died.
Well, I was thinking more Call of Duty.
Well, Call of Duty just started, too. Yeah. We get, but that's the same game, really. Just 2 different developers.
Well, right.
Right.
It's still Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 2, whatever, it's Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Still riddle me, damn it. Riddle me. I thought you said riddle me. I was like, what?
Riddle me this, Batman.
Hey, Edward Nygma, let me talk to you for a minute. That's all the news? That was it?
Yeah,
It was only one page.
Let me check my ass. Yeah, that's it. What the hell?
I was just asking if I missed something.
I don't know.
The news guy, I don't even know what the fucking news.
Half the time, I don't even know what I post.
Awesome.
It's like, this looks interesting.
Good to know you take your job seriously. Anyway, we have some crew, some Cue the Crew now, which we haven't done in a while.
And apparently, we're going to just stick on this one, because it looks like it's a story.
Dear God.
Somebody wrote a small novel.
Well, this is an old question. It's from April 25th.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we need to catch up. This comes from Cryus. He says, hello, crew. Question 1A.
There's different parts to 1?
Yeah, there's different parts to 1, so hold on. Even now in 2009, when people hear video games, they think about childish things that are ruining children's lives. Even still up to this date, if it's educational individuals or some fucktard parent... They still think that video games are for little children who need to grow up. I must ask when the fuck this is going to change. Video games already prove themselves that they are an art form. On top of that, many universities prove that some video games can also help children or grown people with difficult diseases.
Wait, I missed the question.
Hold on, I'm not done.
Oh.
In Army, they are also practical and tactical training. So my big question is, what do you do when someone close, people who you know, or just random strangers, replies to you that video games are for little kids and just laughs? Do you laugh yourself and just don't answer that individual, punch him in the face, or try to prove him wrong?
Well, you can try to prove him wrong all you want, but they ain't going to listen. It's just like trying to make, fanboys come to realization.
I knew that was going to happen.
What it is. They won't hear what you have to say. They don't care because they already have it in their mind that they're right.
See, I just look at them and I go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I do. And if,
that's,
I mean,
yeah, cause same here.
You
yeah.
may think that I'd punch him in the face, but if I start arguing with him, then I will, and it's not worth my time or jail time. So I just say, whatever, flick them off, and don't. And just tell them they don't realize what they're missing and how stupid they are.
They all come over to my house and go, oh, my God, you got Rock Band. Woo! Yeah.
And, you know, they brought,
is that what they do?
Brought
they
up
do.
A big point. Video games do help with child development. You know, when they're small, they do with their brain developments. They do use America's Army as a training tool for America's Army.
You use Halo, you can go in the Marines.
Apparently you can.
And Rainbow
Six. We just learned that.
So, people need to realize that video games is more mainstream, and they do help with a lot of things. So, but unfortunately, not everyone thinks that way. So, fuck them.
1B.
Here we go.
How would you prove the person wrong in 2 to 3 sentences? You're fucking wrong, bitch.
I think he already basically said that. He pretty much covered 1B.
Yeah,
I just say, you're fucking wrong, bitch.
That works. Yeah. You're ready to walk away. Don't say nothing else.
Fuck your couch.
Way to prove that they're wrong.
You're
fucking wrong.
What would you do if you would live a life where everyone around you would think that way? What would you do if you would live
like
a life?
Like go insane, blow up the world?
So if all of your friends and family felt that way about
video games were stupid?
Then, they live in that deluded little world. I'll live in mine.
That's... Boy, you are just cut and dry with it, man.
You live in your deluded little world and you leave me the fuck alone. Yeah. I'm going back to step on some mushrooms. Eat it.
Exactly. Stepping on them mushrooms.
I shoot you in the face. Okay, question 2. Describe a perfect life in 20 seconds while everyone stares at you.
Huh?
What? Do we... Never
what?
Mind.
I'm confused.
Should I have my shirt off?
Dude, you did write your material this morning, didn't you? He's up here last night. I need some jokes. I need some jokes. He's calling people. Hey, give me some jokes.
Oh.
I describe the perfect
Gambus,
life.
Gambus, go. Describe a perfect life. 20 seconds while we look at you. Go.
Who's keeping time?
19.
Okay. There you go.
17.
What?
16.
Okay, I'm on a...
Gambus'
I'm
perfect
on a...
life is when he can shoot his gun.
13.
12. I don't know. Being stranded 10, on a tropical island 9, with a beautiful, 8, hot supermodel... 7. And I just so happily have 5, all my game systems 4, and my PC, and 3, I have an internet connection 2, for some strange reason.
1. That's it. There's his perfect life.
You know something? That just about sums it up. Right there.
There you go. There you go.
I don't... Whatever. Anyway, that's funny. 3, in the 20th century, gaming and high-end technology almost did not exist.
What?
Was that?
I read it exactly the way it was written. In the 20th century, gaming and high-end technology almost did not exist. But now, suffice it to say, it's growing massively. How would you imagine your life when you will be 60, 70 years old?
Interesting.
When I'm 60, 70 years old, I will still be playing Metal Gear, but probably pooping my pants.
I will, too. I tell that to people all the time. Like, when I get old, I'm still going to be doing the same thing I'm doing now.
Except pooping my
pants. That's not going to change. Right.
However,
I pooped my pants.
Instead of controlling it with a controller, he'd be like, "Hey, what up, Snake?" And he'd be like, "Hey, how you doing?"
Well, that's not 40
years down
the road.
Did you poop your pants?
That's next year.
By the time that is, you're absolutely right. That is next year.
Yeah, it'd be like,
except there's a man behind the curtain controlling it.
Oh, and it's
but get this,
it's the world powerful Oz.
It'll be using the Natal 5, version 5.2, and instead of, being in front of the TV, there'll be a sensor that takes up the entire room, right? And it maps out the entire room, so, a bookshelf is, it starts making...
Wait a minute, because...
It starts making a stage out of the surroundings in your room.
So it's like the holodeck from Star Trek.
I was just going to say that.
So if you go up and lean against the wall in the game, you're also leaning up against the wall.
It'd be like Family Guy, they scan it in your head.
That's not how you
do
it.
Dude, it's
going to
be awesome. I'm going to walk in the living room, Snake's going to be like, "What the hell's that smell? Did you shit your pants?"
He's like, "Good, because I did too."
He's like, "Me too, because I'm like 90.
Right. I say, that guy. Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's wallow in our filth together.
My new name is
Wally. Let's wallow in our filth together.
Next generation.
Let's hold hands and wallow in our shit.
Hey, 67's not,
oh my God.
67's not that old.
60 to 70, not 67.
Okay, now if it was if we were 80, I would be crapping all over the place.
All over the place. On the floor, on the ceiling.
I usually shoot it like a ship sprinkler.
Right.
God. Be like, man.
I had to paint my house brown just so nobody noticed.
Oh, man. That's awful. That's just terrible.
Oh, that's nasty. Anyway, It's impossible to predict the future precisely, but take a wild guess and predict how our planet will change in the upcoming 50 years.
He's talking about the planet now.
Yeah. Will we be going to fight crime with our psychic power, shooting criminals with laser guns, flying out with our nuclear jetpacks, and stealing whatever the hell we want?
Perhaps.
Or are we going to be preparing for World War III? Let your imagination flow.
We'd be preparing for World War IX.
Damn, dude! I fuck, you expected to have some conflict between now and then?
Five or six.
Are you going to be the one starting them? Shit!
Gamba's just going to be shitting everywhere starting war.
He's going to be like, he's shit in China. They're going to him!
My God, man.
No, actually more like World War V. But,
yeah, it's more realistic.
I hope it's not even World War III. Fuck y'all. You got some negative outcomes.
Right, because hey, we still be going to be alive when it happens. Like,
dude,
what did you say earlier? A 60-year-old front lad. We going to be on the front line.
Let's go.
Crapping our pants everywhere. Shit, sprinkler.
Dude, man.
Go out to the front lines and shit.
As the world's going right now, World War III could start tomorrow.
Using chemical warpare in my pants. What's up?
Just have you bend over and just start.
Here I come. Remove my depends. I'm on the front line. Shit.
I hope the laser gun is fully realized by the time.
Oh, yeah, that's what we needed. You run around with a laser gun.
Yeah.
Man, why don't we get you a nuclear jetpack, too, so Gamma's going to be flying around everywhere.
How was that?
That was the worst sound effect ever.
Leave my sound effects alone. My sound effects guy's out.
I think we'll see flying cars finally? Because we're supposed to see them by now.
No. I was already supposed to have a hoverboard. Yeah, fuck, man. Back to the Future. It pissed me off.
That's true. Where is my hoverboard?
Yeah.
And where's
my 3D Jaws advertisement?
What do you think about one of the best PS3 Nation supporter in the world, a.k.a. El Presidor, at YouTube and his videos? Do you find them enjoyable or funny or not? I've never seen it.
I don't even know who he is.
Maybe we should go watch that sometime and then we talk about it then.
I've never even heard of it. Speaking of YouTube, I should plug this person. Happy Console Gamer. Very, very, very awesome YouTube channel. It's this dude who's got so many games that you could literally make a GameStop store out of his room.
He's single, right?
I don't know. He's cool, man. He's really cool.
Just because he's cool doesn't mean he's not single.
Yeah. He can be.
You're cool, Gambas.
Cool. Oh, thank you. Yeah,
that was delayed.
It was. Like, are you gonna come on?
Wait
with
a minute.
It?
But, yeah.
He thought there was something fishy about that.
Right.
He's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If you're interested in, especially classic, games, you know, games that, you know, like, that use cartridges, Happy Console Gamer is a fantastic YouTube channel to watch.
All right. Why in the blue hell downloadable content must be region locked? Because otherwise, what the fuck? I don't know.
What the hell?
Wow, that you just answered.
I had a point and then I forgot it and then I dumbed out.
What the fuck?
Well,
I don't know.
You know why it's region locked?
I know it's region locked.
It's because, you know, you might download another region's downloadable content and it'd be incompatible with the game and you won't be able to play it and you'll just start complaining.
It's the same reason why console games are region locked, I guess. I don't know. I thought I had a point and forgot it.
That was quick.
I know.
Yeah. The point of having it and forgetting it. Wow.
That's what happens in your old age, pooping yourself and forgetting stuff, you know?
Yeah.
waiting on the former.
The old shit sprinkler.
That's my only guess. It's the same reason why they're region code games. Many people have different opinions and tastes about video games. I agree that, for example, Gears of War 2 or Infamous are great quality games, but to me, they're boring. Not appealing, so much that they make me hate them. Damn. What games are that to you? You acknowledge their greatness, but you personally think they're trash, only for 360 and PS3 games. Oh, let's do this.
Well, I never acknowledge your greatness, but Final Fantasy.
Oh, you just had
Actually, you know any RPG can suck it.
You just had to go there, didn't you? You just had,
you know,
to
he said
all the
that,
RPGs over there to
that Gears and Infamous are boring him, that where he hates it. Well, that's the way I feel about, you know, RPGs.
Hey, right here, Fallout 3.
Really?
I hate that game. I think it's a great game, but I hate it.
Huh.
Yep.
Okay, I got one.
I can't think of one.
Yes, you can.
I got one. The Fight Night series.
You hate those games?
I can stand playing them for maybe 5 minutes at the maximum. I'm like, wow, that's some really realistic sweaty men with no shirts on just hitting each other.
You haven't played UFC.
Actually,
they get down
I
on
did.
The ground.
They get
you know when
down,
I played that? Those positions. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Because they...
Brought back some memories, Terrence?
What the hell? I honestly can't think of something that I acknowledge. Because I like a lot of stuff. I would say Guitar Hero, but I like Guitar Hero now.
That's weird.
Shut up.
Bass Hero?
You know what they should come out with? They should come out with an R&B hero.
They did. It was called Get On The Mic.
The game was crap.
So he hates that. See?
Terrible.
There you go. You hate R&B.
Get On The Mic.
Get On The Mic.
I'm trying to think if there's anything. I have a lot of hate for a lot of like really popular games. I do. Not PS3 or 360, but I think Eco is garbage. I respect it for what all the people like it for, but...
But you like you like Shadow of the Colossus.
I like Shadow of the Colossus. I did.
I guess that'd be my one. I didn't like Shadow of the Colossus. I respect it, but I didn't. Mm. I killed the first one, and I was like, no thank you.
I guess good. I could roll that into The Last Guardian. It just looks completely stupid to me, but
yeah.
That's just me.
You know, I've been a fan of both those games, and I saw that trailer E3.
You don't want to ride the giant ferret dragon?
The ferret bird
dragon,
chicken thing?
No. If it lays eggs, dude, I might play it then. But only if you get to watch
this
the scene where it's
coming of
like,
age story about a boy and his cat,
ferret, chicken,
dragon
cat.
Chicken.
You know, I'm intrigued by it. I think it'd be all right.
Ferret, yeah, okay.
Chicken, dragon, cat.
That's cool.
That's my favorite. Yeah. I really hate that DLC can't be purchased with the disc instead of online. I'm glad what Bethesda are doing with Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition. Do you think Fable 2 will also be released in some kind of Game of the Year Edition with all the DLC or the disc or with a DLC code?
Probably.
Hold on. Back up this question for a minute. He hates DLC that can't be purchased on a disc, but he's okay with the code?
That's where I was trying to put that together.
That doesn't make sense because the code is still downloading it.
Right.
It's not on the disc.
Hmm.
Okay, but anyway... Maybe.
He just hates buying it separately?
I don't know. Maybe
that's
it'll be released with the DLC?
I would think they would.
Game of the Year Edition Fable 2 for holiday this season, $29.99?
I think when they're done with releasing the DLC, they'll finally release
the game. Wasn't that the last one? That See the Future?
I thought there was more coming.
Oh.
I could be wrong, though.
All right. Next question. These are rumors and speculations... There are rumors and speculations that the 8th-gen consoles will go only digital with video game distribution. However, that's not fair to people who would want to play older games like BioShock, Mass Effect, Metal Gear Solid 4, etc. They would be forced to keep an extra console just because it has a DVD or Blu-ray disc drive. Of course, there is a second option, but that goes for people who are very rich or very stupid wanting to rebuy games. So how do you feel if next-gen consoles would not have DVD or Blu-ray drives?
It'd be stupid.
We've talked about this a million times, and I just don't see getting rid of the medium.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think the drive should always be there.
Yeah.
I think a big reason for that is that the size of Metal Gear Solid 4 to download it to your console.
Dude, that take like 3 days.
Right. You have to have a ridiculously fast connection.
I don't think it'll happen, but next console life. But it'll happen soon enough. They have that option.
I think next console life will be we'll be downloading a huge amount of our games, especially with Microsoft announcing that download service for all their games.
Right,
because they're next month. Know eventually that they're going to have enough bandwidth the way you just load it and it'll be fine.
It's called on live, brother.
Yeah, well, bullshit. So, you know, as what we said last week, we're not ready for it. For all digital downloads,
I think we won't be ready for about another decade. Now, there's a couple other podcasts that I listen to that would actually disagree with us because they say, oh, but there's so many people with Apple iPhones and iPods and they download all of their all of their music albums and stuff like that. However, it's like a dollar per song or $10 per album. Not a freaking $50, $60 video game.
But you know what? An Apple iPhone isn't an Xbox 360 or a PS3.
Yeah.
All right. We do a lot of digital downloads for music, yeah. But that's been going on for years. Games is just now getting into that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the PSP Go will be the first full system that does that.
And it's going to be a tough sell for the first couple years.
It is going to be a tough. It's we're not ready. I mean, some people might buy it because, you know, like I said a couple weeks ago or last week, that, you know, if you're traveling on the plane, you want to do something right then and there, you can't buy anything on the plane. Yeah. So it'll gradually take off.
You know, I think it'll take off initially only for people that live on, like, the West or East Coast, you know, the type of people that don't mind paying $5 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks every morning and afternoon, you know.
They do that here.
Yeah, they do that here, but I mean, like, over, you know, like, in the coast, it seems like it's even more so.
Right.
For people who aren't very conservative conscious or value conscious, you know, people who, you know, they like to spend money left and right on trivial stuff all the time. I think that crowd of people, you know, the ones who are always at the Apple stores and stuff like that, who are always buying Apple computers right. and stuff like that. I think for that crowd, yeah, the PSP Go will take off.
Or for people who haven't played games yet, like,
yeah,
whoever didn't.
Did you point at me?
No, I'm just.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, for people who don't have a PSP or contemplating getting in games and everything, they'll probably end up buying one. Maybe not at the price point, but for, you know, I don't know,
$250.
That's pretty steep.
That's a steep initiation price.
Yeah,
it is. So, and that's going to hurt it more than it's going to help
it.
But like we said, we're not quite to the point where we want that as a. What's the word I'm looking for?
Standard.
Standard.
Wait. The PSP Go was $250?
Yeah.
Yes.
$50 more than the regular. A Wii's $250.
$250.
Yeah, $250. And the thing is, Sony's reasoning for having the PSP Go at $250 is because the original PSP was $250 when it was first released. And the thing is, with Sony, it's like...
That was then.
That was then... And times are different now.
They are a changing.
It's time to be more price conservative.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was, I thought I had that in the news. I think you might have missed some stuff. Because remember, one of the video game developers said that they were very disappointed in lack of price drops at E3.
I went through the whole screen. I didn't see it. Unless I missed it. I don't know.
So, I mean.
Well, I thought Sony said that E3 wasn't, just in direct quote, but a big enough venue or a big enough show for them to announce a price drop.
What's bigger?
Well, my thought process for it was, because Sony is a traditionally Japanese company, that if they're going to announce a price point, then they'll probably do it at the Tokyo
Game Show.
Well,
I'll tell you what, it's becoming the time where they need to.
No,
they got all the software to back it up soon. They need to address this.
I think for PS3, I think the price cut is coming this year, but it won't be until this fall.
I say September they're going to announce it because they want it to be for fall.
Yeah, September would be a good month.
Wow. Which, again, the Tokyo Game Show.
There you go.
I think that's probably what they're waiting on.
Anyway, last question. Pay attention. This is a good question. It would be best if everyone sees these names, but I will read them. So make sure you remember every name.
Is there a test?
A silent mailman comes into your live podcast with 13 packages. Each package contains a game from the future. However, you do not know what game each box contains. Every box has a different developer's name on it. Those developers are Atlas, BioWare, Bethesda, Blizzard, Capcom, Konami, Infinity Ward, Valve, Rockstar North, Square Enix, Team Eco, Ubisoft, and Electronic Arts. Now, the mysterious mailman lets you pick only one box and gives you 20 seconds to think about it. Which box do you choose, and what game are you hoping to pull out?
How far into the future?
Doesn't matter.
Blizzard. And StarCraft 2.
I'm with you.
We're going to fight over that Blizzard package.
We're going to fight!
or I would say BioWare and Knights of the Old Republic 2.
That would be my
or
other
three,
one.
I'm sorry.
That would be my other one. It would be Blizzard or BioWare.
Gamescom, 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
One package, one game.
Okay, since StarCraft 2 is already taken, I'd probably have to pick up the Capcom box.
Shit.
And
about what?
And hope that the new next-gen iteration of Strider is in it. However, if it's an outside contractor, I'd be very very pessimistic that it might suck. So I don't know.
All right.
Thing is, though, I like the StarCraft 2 idea. That's that's a really good idea right there.
StarCraft 2, the bomb.
Yeah.
Mr. Wolverine, who are you picking up? Oh, I'll get your package.
Right. Can we have his? He don't even want one.
You got two packages, man.
Yeah.
He missed out.
20 seconds, man. Come on. The mailman about to leave.
He's about ready to take all the boxes back.
Anything? I'll give you one. Ubisoft Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Why did I forget about that? I'll take that.
No, I'm taking it because I thought of
fuck
it.
You.
I took your package.
Fucking StarCraft, bitch.
I took your package.
Well, I'm taking your fucking Star Wars then.
No, you don't get shit. You waited too long.
You get shit.
You procrastinated.
I'll take Capcom and Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah. I would take that too. That would be nice.
Yeah. All
right. Next question comes from Vitor BR. It says, hey guys, what's up? Sorry for the long questions. I tend to be descriptive because I can't reply to what you guys are saying during the show.
Did he read the last question?
He did.
So I just want to add as much info as I can. This is a Fallout question, so sorry, Zero, but keep an open mind. It's an incredible game. I tried. It bored me. Now for those who played it, did you come across any weird or unique places in the game? He has three that he can think of. A nuclear bomb storage, a convenience store, and the incredible machine type of trap. And a SATCOM dish that allowed me to bombard the wasteland.
That says he can tink.
I know. I corrected that. I can tink, too. But
I can tink.
Did you come across any unique places in the game?
The whole world is kind of a unique place.
Well, yeah. But
yeah.
I haven't done a super amount of exploring other than the stuff that kind of popped up. The only unique thing I think that I found was like the spaceship with the alien blaster. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know what unique place I found in the game? It was this one little spot where it was actually fun.
Oh, that's, man.
What, turning it off?
Right. Yeah, that was the funnest part.
Ejecting that disc.
Trading it in.
That
was my favorite part of the game was the trading credit. Anybody else?
I can't really. The thing is, I only played the game for like 5 hours. Thing is, though, I sold it. I sold it back to GameStop. But, however.
Really, I was the only one.
However, I'll probably pick up the Game of the Year edition.
I will never pick up that game again.
That new DLC has redneck mutants. That's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
The Point Lookout.
Hey, come over here. I'm going to shoot you for get off my yard. Get off my lawn.
Oh, man.
It's too good, yeah.
Margaret.
It's too good, yeah.
Get back in the house and make me some pie.
What the shit?
Wow.
Anyway, how did you approach the game? Was it melee, small guns? He did small guns, energy weapons, and sneak, so I could roam the wasteland without really... clear objective and just finding out places. I have 5 bobbleheads to find to get the last achievement.
Wow.
Wow. You the man.
Boy, played that game a lot. Adventure.
I used big guns. I was all about my, what is that mini nuke called? I can't remember what it's called. But that was awesome. I like that gun.
He liked to explode things.
Yes.
What is that called?
I can't think of it. It has a unique name, too, and I cannot think of it.
I played the game very melee.
I never hit anything. Like, I never
I would hit
on
small
nothing.
Things like rats and dogs.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Shoot everyone else.
Well, I got that,
let's smack a rat around.
That little, that animal lover thing.
You're an animal lover?
God
damn it to hell. No.
He loves animals. Long, long time.
Put your bestiality to the test over here. What's going on?
Oh,
wait. I hear the FBI knocking on the door. They're looking for you.
Kind of do look like Michael Vick, don't you?
Wow.
Poor Michael Vick.
He paid his debt to
next
society.
Question.
No. Don't let, no. Let it go. No. Let it go. Let it go.
No.
I'm not getting in this conversation.
How dare you?
Next question.
Vitor played this game for 70 hours with no DLC. And I envision myself easily getting to 100, making it the longest time I played any game, and I got tired of talking about it with my friends that never played. Thanks again, and congrats for the innovations. Moving forward is the best way to keep people interested in you guys and getting more people listening.
70 hours?
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's rocking, man. Yeah. That means you love that game. I have clocked 70 hours in games before, and, man, you really got to love the game to do
no,
that.
No, I have, too, and Knights one or two,
I Dead or Alive, one. ESPN Football. I clocked over 100.
Oh, I did that easily.
I love that game.
The game was. I miss ESPN Football.
Oh, I can't wait for the next question. But first, we're gonna do Wedge. He says, "What's up? Whatever, something Knuckles. It's vulgar. Whatever it is." quick question: have you guys heard of a game called Demon Souls? I just imported it, and it's almost better than a hand job from an octopus.
What the fuck?
Or the Octo Mom, apparently.
Octo Mom.
I guess, oh, by the way, I beat the period boss. Now I have to battle the pregnant mini boss, then the baby leader. It's definitely going to use up all my herbs.
Wow. Well, the I guess congratulations.
Congratulations are in order.
On your the upcoming.
The pregnant mini boss?
You haven't been here for a while. He was fighting the period boss.
Yeah. And now he's got a little wedge on the way.
Fair enough.
A little fuck knuckle, apparently.
Yeah, fuck knuckle. You got a little fuck knuckle on the way.
All right.
Yes, we have heard of Demon Souls, Atlas just picked it up, and it's coming U.S.
Yeah, and he did mention that on Xbox Live when he caught me on there. And I have heard about it, and he says nothing but good things about it. So,
what is it? First-person shooter?
It's an RPG. Third person, 3D RPG. It's kind of the quote unquote sequel to the King's Quest series. It's kind of a little bit like Oblivion. Mm. However, it plays more like Diablo, but it's got this really innovative multiplayer aspect to it, where like, if you get, when you're in the game, you're always, or, like if you're online, you're always playing the game online, and if you get killed in the game, and supposedly the game is extremely difficult, if you get killed in the game, other players that are playing the game could see your ghost getting killed, and will actually be a hint as to avoid getting killed yourself. So in other words, you could be playing the game and you see other players dying, like their spirits getting destroyed by a certain enemy or a certain trap. And it'll basically clue you in onto, like, oh, I don't want to go there because, like, spikes shoot out of a wall or something. And on top of that, you can actually do co-op. You can play the game co-op. But you can even leave hints to other players as to what to do next. So it's got a very, it's almost MMO. It's almost like an MMO, but not at the same time. It's a very, innovative, multiplayer, and it's supposed to be extremely awesome.
All right, next question is for the con. Comes from The Halo Fiend. He says you have $12 on your PSN account, and five Squaresoft games have just been released. Here are your choices. Final Fantasy Chronicles, Final Fantasy Anthology, Vagrant Story, Final Fantasy VII, which is on the PSN now, and Parasite Eve. Which one would you buy first?
What was it again?
Final Fantasy Chronicles, Final Fantasy Anthology, Vagrant Story, Final Fantasy VII, or Parasite Eve?
You know, I think I'd probably give Vagrant Story another crack at it.
I'd throw that game away. I hated that game.
I would buy Chrono Trigger.
It's not a choice.
Yeah, it's the invisible one. It was on there.
You did I have Parasite see. Eve, man. Right here.
I would save my $12 and buy some food.
See, he was up all night writing these jokes.
I would save my $12 to get something to eat.
But it was on the PSN network, so you couldn't.
He go call Sony and have him put it back on his credit card.
No, you don't have $12 on the PSN. You got to buy that shit. It's in my credit card.
Right.
I'll do whatever I fucking want.
He go and buy the food.
Wow. Angry.
There you go.
Lotus9 says, hey guys, long time listener, first time commenter. I have a quick question for you all. Which games of this gen, if any, would you consider to be modern classics? Are there any that you will think that will still be remembered as fondly in a few years as games like Okami, Psychonauts, Eco, or Beyond Good and Evil are today? This is not counting games that sold really well like BioShock or Wii games.
Wii games? Yeah, they'll be remembered.
Well, thing is, BioShock, I would say, is a classic.
Modern, yeah.
But he's talking about games that didn't sell well.
Right.
That didn't sell well.
Like Beyond Good and Evil, people love, but it didn't sell well.
Wow, a game that didn't sell well that people will talk about.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
You know, for a Nintendo DS, I would say Knights of the Nightmare might be one. But it's a very, very...
every game that I can...
Each title.
I would say Crackdown. Crackdown didn't
Crackdown
sell all that
sold
much.
Well, didn't it? They're making a sequel, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that still will go down. They're making a sequel to Beyond Good and Evil.
Good point.
I mean, Crackdown didn't sell as well as it should have.
That's true.
But it sold more than they expected it to because they picked the Halo beta.
Well, I sold it because people played the Halo beta.
Yeah, that was...
So I think Crackdown will be...
I got one for you, Folklore.
Eh.
Somebody said that I need to check that out on the forums.
I'd say Folklore, yeah.
Folklore is one that didn't sell very well, but I imagine a lot of people will remember it and think fondly of it.
Oh, I just thought of another one.
Is it Genji Days of the Blade?
God, no.
The launch title?
What's Valkyria Chronicles.
That'll probably be another one that people really remember that nobody bought.
Yeah.
I was trying to think if there was anything else.
Supposedly, Valkyria Chronicles, actually, the sales went up, I think, in Japan.
Well, the sales went up over here, too, when they dropped the price of it, when they cut it in half. I don't know.
I think over in Japan, it was kind of thanks to the anime series they're releasing over there.
I don't know. Bionic Commando might be one that people remember because it apparently sold crap.
30,000.
I know.
I was shocked.
Yeah. What happened to that game? I thought it was going to do well.
You know something? Because of that.
There won't be a Strider.
I might never see a Strider.
No, I don't think they're going to.
I didn't think the game was incredible, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, I don't know.
Viking.
People,
I love Viking.
I loved Viking. That game was cool.
Yeah.
That game sold like 12 copies. Yeah. Mad World. Oh, wait, we're not allowed to do Wii games.
Fuck that. I forgot about Mad World.
We're not allowed to do Wii games.
No, Mad World.
Okami's technically a Wii game.
Yeah, but
it came out on PS2. It did,
but it's on the Wii.
All right. Next question comes from Scorched Angel. He says, hey, guys, this is the first time I've asked a question, so here goes nothing.
Hello.
What do you guys think of the current pricing for Xbox Live Arcade? There are many games that are coming out now at $15 to $20. Do you think these games are worth the money? Some of the games I'm sure are, but at the same time, I feel that $10 is the perfect price for a downloadable game. It's an impulse buy, which is what the service needs. Also, do you think $15 is too much for some Xbox originals, such as Max Payne? I think that even some DLC, like Lost and Dam, is okay for $20, but some of these games are definitely not worth $15.
You could go.
Well, I was just going to talk about the originals. I think that they just are trying to have a uniformed pricing with it. But when you look at those, the fact that was it $15 for the originals or $20 or whatever? You can go buy a copy of Max Payne 2 for $1.99 brand new at GameStop.
Yeah.
Why am I going to spend that money just to download it?
They're a little overpriced for original titles.
Depending on the game, is like if you put the Xbox originals out that you can't find anymore, that might be worth it.
Right.
But the fact that you can go out and buy these, and most of them are backwards compatible, that's kind of a raw deal.
And some of those DLC, I agree with them. Some is too expensive.
Some of the DLC is too expensive for what you get. Some of it is not. As far as the arcade games go, I truly believe $10 is a great price.
Yeah.
Unless you're looking at games like the Sega games or stuff like that, it should be $5.
Yeah.
$15 is pushing it. Some games maybe deserve $15 to $20, but
I mean, there's some games that should have came out at 15.
Yeah, there are some games that you're like, damn, that should have been 15 or 20, but it's only 10, which is awesome. Yeah. And then you buy games that are 15 or 20, and you're like, fuck, I wish I'd only paid 10.
Yeah. Well, Sega got it right when they those six games that they just released for it.
Those are perfectly
unlike
priced.
Unlike EA.
The thing
their,
is...
And their family game night.
That hurt. That hurt.
when you read this question, this only reconfirms what I think we all feel about, you know, the next gen systems being all downloadable games. I mean, we're not ready for $50-$60 downloadable games. Heck, we're just now like crossing the threshold to even thinking about accepting buying a $20 downloadable game.
It's looking like Sony is back on this subject again, really nudging that way. Because if you look what they're doing with, you know, SOCOM, with Warhawk, with Burnout.
Patapon.
And Patapon.
PSP is going straight to download.
And it's looking like they're pushing the PS3 that way. I guess they're testing the waters with it. But
and Microsoft's about to start
Microsoft is going to do that with their older library.
Yeah, which makes me a little nervous.
But they haven't done newer library stuff yet.
No, but we haven't seen the service yet.
Which, that's true.
I'm waiting on the first game that's available same day download as it is in the store. I'm waiting on that day. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You mean for Microsoft?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting on that.
Like, we're talking a brand new $60 title.
A brand new $60. We're not talking about a DLC title that sells for $30 or $40. We're talking a brand new, like, new game.
Yeah, I'm thinking that like a brand new game, like the disc version would be like 60, and then maybe the downloadable version being like $10.
No, they
cheaper.
Won't make it any
Why
cheaper.
Why would they do that?
They won't make it any cheaper.
The thing is, if they don't make it cheaper, it'll be only that much more difficult for complete downloadable
really?
Games to take off.
See, I think it would be, you know, if they're same price range, why would you waste the gas to get there?
Right.
It would actually push that forward.
It's a physical object.
Yeah, but we want the physical copies. Well, we're throwing
it. Oh, no, I agree. I like the physical disc, but, I mean, not a lot of people care about that.
Right.
And especially if it saves money, and, like, I know if it was happening now, it would be a big sell because the gas is expensive again. The economy's still kind of in the shitter.
Yeah, but see, here's your big thing with these people buying these games downloadable. The one thing that they're not thinking about, I can't trade it in.
That, but I mean,
you're stuck with it's yours.
Well,
you paid $60 for it. You will pay
some
$60.
People
that's
have
how
a
much
problem
you pay
with that. Some people don't have a problem with
but
it.
But I don't think it's big enough to change the world right now.
And think about this: in order for the next console generation to take full advantage of this, the built-in hard drive space will have to be multiple terabytes of space.
Well,
think about it: a game that takes up 10, 20, 30 gigabyte download.
Multiple terabytes.
I don't
though?
Think. No, no.
Yes.
It won't.
Jeez.
No.
Think about it. Think about it.
Games don't take up that much space.
That is a hell of a lot of space.
Hey, there's not going to need
play
terabytes.
Metal Gear Solid 4 says hi.
Life, that is.
That's one game, dude.
Yeah,
that's
one. And you know what?
Game.
If they're going to do this, if they're really going to look forward to this future and this kind of medium,
uh-huh.
they will condense the space. They will find a way to make it smaller. So you won't take up that much space.
Yeah,
now, I agree that they're going to need bigger hard drive space, but not terabytes. That's
yes.
going to make the
dude,
next console
dude,
or the consoles.
Dude.
How much money?
Yeah.
And a lot of money for
well,
terabyte.
Well, you know, that's why these systems, the next console generation, won't happen until at least 2012 because they know that they're going to need a multi-terabyte hard drive.
Oh.
For the next gen systems,
you can buy a terabyte hard drive for I saw one at Micro Center for $100.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a lot of space that you were talking about.
You say
even
that
if
now.
Metal Gear Solid 4 was 50 gigabytes.
Hey, I'll guarantee you, in 5 years from now, a terabyte plus drive won't be enough.
Damn,
I don't agree with that.
Damn,
at all.
How
are we going to pipe
mark
that
this
through
on
my internet
calendar.
Connection?
In five years from now, a terabyte hard drive will be the equivalent of right now a 100 gigabyte
right.
hard drive.
So June,
man,
15. What year are we in?
2009.
Oh, thank you.
What the?
20.
What year is this?
2014.
Travel through time.
We will see if Khan is right.
2014 episode 1000.
I don't think that that is right, because, like I said, they will find
especially ways. If all these games are going to be, 1080p, take advantage of all the newest technologies.
I'm sure there'll be another resolution.
But think
resolution
about how much that console would be.
Yeah.
1 terabyte is 100, and you're talking about giving somebody a 10 terabyte hard drive?
Well, by then, maybe terabytes will become standard.
Yeah,
they will.
Dude, 120 gig isn't enough for me right now.
Really?
I'm a space whore. I fill it up all the time.
Yeah,
I keep
but you
to
get everything.
I know. See, that's the thing. But that's just me. I'm one person. You know?
Right. But see, Zero Tolerance, you're proving my point.
But only for me, though, dude. Nobody plays as much shit as I do.
I don't know. There's a few people out
there. I can tell you right now that there are only 25 people in the world that have played more games on the 360 than I have.
And this is why
that's true.
This is why the world isn't ready for download only. This is why. Because they don't know how much space they're going to need. There's no way to know. There's absolutely no way to know how much space you're going to need.
Well, you got to talk about that bandwidth price, too, especially if the companies start using that monthly limit.
Yeah,
so if they actually start doing that, we can pretty much kiss that,
The DLC goes away if they put monthly limits on internet service.
Yeah, at least for the next generation.
So this is how...
It could come back the generation after this one.
So someone made a comment on the forums last week saying I don't know how he put it, but he seems to think that we're ready for this DLC download shit. We're not, and this is proving it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's tough enough to pay $15 for even a really awesome game that could pass as a disc game.
Without the disc.
Yeah, without the disc. So, I mean, we're years away. You could say, but iPod did this and iPod did this. Yeah, a dollar per song or $3 or $4 per iPhone application. You could say that all day long until you're blue in the face, and you could say the technology's there. Yeah, the technology's there. But however, the culture has to catch up. The technology will always be ahead of the culture, and I feel in this situation it's probably a good half decade ahead of the culture. Because think about it, the internet's been around since the freaking 60s, or even the late 50s. If you think about certain aspects,
it was the 90s.
I didn't know that. I thought it was the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s was when it became actually price conscious for the average consumer. There were people on the internet in the 80s and in the early 90s. However, they were paying like $10 per hour to be on the internet, or even more in some cases.
Dude, I want to see that computer from the 50s that's running the internet.
You get
text porn or something?
Yeah, The internet's been around for like 50 years now, and it's the whole classic thing of a lot of people like I said on other podcasts. I'm not going to name them, but they're like, oh, the technology's there, so it could happen. No, the culture has to catch up with the technology, because the technology will always be ahead of the culture.
Well, if they press it too soon, it's going to fail.
Yeah.
Bam! Anyway, moving on. We're running out of time. Next is Call of Juarez, Bound in Blood, or Red Dead Redemption. Are we going to get any
Redemption.
Call of Juarez's in here? Because I think it's all Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption.
If you had to choose Red Dead Redemption.
I don't know.
Red Dead Revolver
was
awesome.
That's not your type of game.
That's not discrediting Call of Juarez, because I'm sure it's going to be awesome. But, dude, if I had to choose Red Dead Redemption.
And Red
Dead's
going to have an open world. Oh,
and it looks friggin' phenomenal.
God.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption.
Thing is, the only video footage I've seen is the new Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez.
What that is?
Just Cause 2.
No, that looks good.
Just Cause 2.
That's going to be
Let's
awesome.
Let's just talk about Just Cause 2.
Oh,
you know,
Just Cause.
That's going to be the bomb.
And I thought I was the only one excited for that.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my God, I want Just Cause 2.
Finally, I just got Phantasy Star Universe. So I was wondering, what do you guys think of the game? I love it. It's a good basic MMO that's great for beginners. So another question would be, what are your favorite MMOs, if you have any?
Can I count ones that aren't out yet?
No, because you haven't played them. How do you know you like them?
I enjoyed Guild Wars. It was a
You talking about the Old Republic?
Well, I was, yeah, actually, going because I know I'm going to love that. But
I enjoyed Guild Wars, and I actually had a little bit of enjoyment out of World of Warcraft. However, the quote unquote MMO that I probably enjoyed the most was the original Phantasy Star Online, because it was four players, which made it more personal, in my opinion. I kind of like that. I kind of like the limited aspect of cooperative like dungeon hacking games. I would think that'd be pretty cool if it was like maybe a six player. Like if you had six players, that would be that'd be freaking sweet. But yeah, in terms of MMOs, I actually really like Guild Wars. It's free to play. I mean, you gotta buy the game, but it's free to play. It has no monthly fees attached to it. And the graphics, I feel that the graphics for Guild Wars are actually a little bit better than the World of Warcraft game.
The only one I ever liked was Phantasy Star. The rest of them, I hated. I hated EverQuest. I hated Star Wars Galaxies. I hated every MMO. They bore the piss out of me.
Yeah, that's right. You played Galaxies, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Galaxies was boring. Bullseye, Womp Rats.
My T-16 back home.
Yeah, I heard that Galaxies...
They're no bigger than 2 meters.
I heard that the only people that actually played Galaxies were like the type of people that have read every single Star Wars novel.
My wife played Star Wars Galaxies. She never read any of the novels.
Hey, I don't think you have to be that immersed in Star Wars. It's just that Galaxies is very long. Like, it takes a while to get anywhere in that, at least my career. What was I? I think I was a bounty hunter.
I just thought it sucked.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, it's,
I don't like MMOs, though.
I mean, I heard that, like, from a lot of people that played Galaxies, is the type of people that feel that Star Wars cannot do anything wrong.
Who knows? I feel Star Wars can do no wrong, but then again, you know.
Well, my favorite was, hell if I know. I don't know. I played so many MMOs. The one that I really, really enjoyed was Aeon, which is not out yet, but I played the,
You played the beta
in, in China, the Chinese beta.
You know, that game looks absolutely beautiful.
It is. It is. And it's you have wings, and you can fly anytime you want to, and it's actually part of the combat, the flying thing. That was really good.
Do you know if it's going to have a monthly fee?
They're toying with it over here to be, over there, it's like you buy, it's not a monthly fee, like you buy time. So you can spend $10, and I think you get like 300 hours or something. Like, the conversion rate makes it, you have more hours.
I don't like that. What I do like is MMOs that are free to play, but if you want like a really cool like outfit or something like that, then you have to buy.
That's what they're toying with for the U.S. release, is what they're thinking it's going to be.
You buy the outfit with cards. You buy a card at like Best Buy or Walmart or something.
I think that's what.
And it converts to the in-game money, and you can buy new outfits and stuff like that. I think that's a pretty cool way of doing the whole retail.
Yeah, a lot of MMOs are taking that approach, because I think the Old Republic is toying with that idea as well. And I think APB is another one that is thinking about doing the microtransaction thing.
Well, we're wrapping up here, Mr. Killer Wolverine. You have our shouts.
Yeah, not a lot today. A couple from last week. Morongo says, doesn't Forza look hot?
It does.
It does.
Look good.
It looks
a racer.
It looks good.
Not my kind of game, but look good.
It looks real good.
I like the dynamic camera directing feature.
Scruffy K says, has infected my friend with super robot Tyson Tourette's.
Oh.
We have done that for him.
Oh, snap. We bring out all the Tourette's in people.
Wow.
Ragnarok 251 says, hey, guys, love the show. I just picked up Street Fighter 4, and I'm having a hard time winning anything. Any tips? Since one of our resident Street Fighter guys is gone.
Bump the difficulty down, number one.
Yeah.
If you haven't done that yet, and learn how to do your
Yeah, play it on.
What was called Focus Attacks.
Focus Attack.
Yeah, learn how to do Focus Attacks.
You play Street Fighter as well, don't you?
Yeah. I'm not that good, though. Nowhere near.
I'm not that good at all.
With Akuma, I can tear some stuff up, but I ain't, you know. But go ahead.
All right. I'm going to mess this one up so bad. Irakara.
Iwakara.
Iwakara, thank you. He says, howdy crew, 2:37 a.m. here in Australia. Can't sleep. Question, anyone picking up the new iPhone 3GS?
No.
Probably, because I'm...
A whore?
Yes. Shut up.
You know...
No, you're a techno whore. I am too. I would like to get one, but I'm not gonna.
Thing is...
Got you. I would say that I'm not, but I know...
Yes, you are.
Somehow, I would figure out
when you get a job, you're
going to
shell out $500 for that 90-gig model or whatever it is.
I probably won't get that big, go ahead.
Thing is, I might pick up the $200 one maybe sometime between now and the end of the
year.
Why
not get the $100 model?
Yeah, because the 8-gig is going down to 99.
It's already on to 99.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. $100, huh?
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. I only heard about the $200 one.
No, the original models are now $100.
$100.
So join the iTouch whatever.
Join the iFuture.
Yeah. The iTouch whatever.
The iAssimilate.
Varric, I think. Hopefully. Sorry. Jessica Shobo from IGN or Jade Raymond?
Shobo?
I've never even
She's
seen
the one
her.
From the IGN.
Chobot.
Whatever. Sorry,
what's
we both
from?
Got it wrong.
I don't think I've
the IGN strategize on the Xbox.
She's the one that licked the PSP online.
Or licked the PSP
oh.
online.
You remember that stupid photo that's floated around the internet?
Yeah.
Thing
is, I'll say Jade Raymond because she seems to be more,
are you going to say classy?
I guess classy.
Gamers is all about the classy.
I'm all about the class.
Less
corporate? I mean,
she's not a whore. That's what he's saying.
Well, when you start having pictures of like of a woman, you know, licking a PSP, that's
man,
that's,
he can't get
so
your
you
fingerprints
like,
off that.
So
imagine
you,
what your tongue would do
that's
to
too,
it.
That's too gratuitous. That's too gratuitous.
You don't like Olivia Munn then very much, do you?
Not really.
I like to punch her in the face.
And the thing is,
he's following her on Twitter.
Are you really?
Thing is,
what the hell are you looking at?
You need to follow the Cess, man. The Cess is where it's at. Adam is the bomb.
No,
so
I
how's Kim Kardashian
so,
doing?
So is Adam Sessler called the Cess?
I don't know his name on Twitter, but I follow him. There's something wrong with y'all.
Thing is, you so much.
How's your sister, Chloe?
You know what? I think Chloe is hot. I think she looks better than Kim.
Hey, I gotta admit, I am on Twitter.
Dude, the only thing, the only people you follow on Twitter are like girls you thought were hot in their little picture. If you look at all the people Gamba's kind of following, it's like 500 hot women and 3 nerds.
See, I don't ever look
no.
and be nosy at what other people are doing. Clearly,
we're the 3 nerds, aren't we?
Yeah, we're the 3 nerds right here. They're in this
what's
room
your
right
choice?
Now.
What's your choice?
Probably Jade Raymond, just because I can't clearly visualize this other chick.
Go on to Xbox Live, IGN Strategize. You'll see her.
Okay.
I do both.
Jess is like, I need them together. They can't be separated.
No.
Got to be together.
Move on to the next question.
All right. Snoop Dizzle. He says, N4G Podcast should bust some rhymes. So, resident busted rhymer.
Hell
hey,
no.
Hey, get on the mic.
I don't. No, I don't rap.
Gambus Khan raps.
You don't rap?
No.
Like Gamba seems
stereo,
like surprised okay. by that.
Right. That's
hey,
stereo,
do you scream death metal?
Yeah.
Run through the hills. Put your cards on the table.
Whoa.
Alrighty. I guess no one's busting out any rhymes.
Oh, for shizzle, I ain't.
No. All right.
That's all you get. Apparently, is for shizzle.
I ain't about to rap.
All right, and the last one is DV8th Wonder. He says, what's up, everybody?
Did he say it like that?
Well, no, I put my special spin to it.
What's up? Killer Wolverine's special sauce. What's up, mother...
How's it going?
What's up? That it? We done?
Yeah, disappointing week for tweets, so, yeah, fuck.
Yeah. The only other plug I have is everybody who has a PSP needs to go download the Holy Invasion of Batman. Oh, Holy Invasion of Privacy Batman.
Yeah.
That thing is the bomb sauce. And we're going to be featured in the advertisement for the game, just so you know.
Are you serious?
Yes. In the official PlayStation magazine, hopefully.
Really?
Yes.
Impressive. Yes.
We're very proud to know that that game is awesome and we get to push it. Because you need to download it because it's so freaking funny and awesome.
Website, ZT, not N4G. ZT.
Yes.
Holy.
ZT Game Domain, yes.
Holy invasion of privacy.
They're invading my privacy, dude. What did I do to deserve this? That's
somebody
the whole name
invades
of the...
privacy looking at who I'm following on Twitter. Son of a bitch.
Sneaking around everyone's followers.
I got some celebrities following me on Twitter.
Yeah, you the man. I saw Lady Gaga was following.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Or you Twittered that I saw there.
Yeah,
I don't know who she is.
Allison Max following me.
She follows everybody.
The chick from Smallville?
Yeah.
Yeah, she follows me too.
John Schneider.
Former Smallville.
The guy from Smallville?
Yeah.
Or better known as the guy from...
Luke Duke?
Yeah. I couldn't remember what he was.
Yeah, Luke Duke.
Way
Luke
to twang
Duke.
That.
Luke yeah. Duke. Luke Duke, brother.
You got any plates of Luke Duke?
Bring it.
What about Bo Duke?
Bo Duke don't have a career no more.
Oh, Dukes has killed it. Luke Duke was that dude's dad on that one superhero show.
I just like the name Enos.
Enos?
Only because it rhymes with penis, and he loves the penis.
I was about ready to say anus.
Anyway, we're done.
Yeah, this show's about to go...
about to explode.
Yeah, about to go where no man wants to go.
Oh, good God.
Only one man in this room would want to go down
that road. You don't
want to
go over there to Cock Road. You don't want to...
Oh, God! You said it!
He loves going down that road.
Anyway, we're not going down any road.
That's up down that road.
That's up down that road.
That's the part of town that you don't want to be a part of.
Mr. Khan, would you please get us the fuck out of here before we go down another road we don't want to go down?
This will be an emergency.
Light Magic. And George, if you want to make a whole movie based around the pod race, that's fine by me. but to go back to already created builds and claim what you're doing is to make them better is bullshit. To add backdrops to sets, alter character images to match later builds, and recreating deleted scenes makes sense to no one. And taking the villainous, money-hungry bounty hunter, chased like a criminal like Han Solo, and changing that he killed Greedo is bullshit as well. Greedo didn't shoot first, Han did. So fuck you for killing my childhood memories.